Lord, we just pray that you'll help us today.
对主啊，我们就祷告您今天会帮助我们。
We're thankful that the Savior above, in wonderful love, came down to this world to die.
所以我们非常感恩，在天上的救主带着奇妙的爱来到这个世界为我们而死。
Help us understand it, Lord.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们去理解。
Help us believe it, we pray.
求您帮助我们呢去相信。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In your Bibles, the book of Acts, chapter 10.
你在你的圣经里翻到《使徒行传》第十章。
The story is of a man. He was a centurion, a Roman ruler.
所以这里的故事是讲到的呢，是一个百夫长，是罗马的一个统治者。
He feared God, but he didn't really know who God was.
他呢敬畏神，但是他呢不知道神到底是谁。
And so, he was called. He went to Cornelius. And he told him the truth of God.
所以呢，他被呼召呢，他去找那个哥尼流，他告诉他神是谁。
All right, so we're just going to pick up because of shortness of time. We're going to pick up the story, Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
所以呢，因为时间的关系呢，我们呢就是说是啊，要从那个《使徒行传》第十章三十八节读起。
And it says this, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed with by the devil, for God was with him.
第三十八节说神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的，他四处行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
How would you explain who Jesus was?
所以怎么去解释主耶稣基督是谁呢？
Well, this is a pretty good explanation.
这个是一个很好的一个解释。
He was anointed by God.
他是被神膏的。
Jesus was sent by God.
所以主耶稣基督呢是神差来的。
He was appointed by God.
他是神呢所约的。
In a political sense, he was almost like an ambassador.
所以呢从那个政治的角度来讲，他基本上像是一个大使。
And he was like an apostle. He had a specific job to do, a specific responsibility.
他就像一个使徒一样，他有一个特别的工作要做，他也有一个特别的职责。
And to tell who he was, he's described as being Jesus from Nazareth.
所以呢，告诉他是谁呢？他这里描述他为耶稣拿撒勒人。
And I think that word was used just in part to make sure that everybody knew who he was. If you didn't know, you could always go to Nazareth and check. He'd been there.
因为我认为呢，这基本上是告诉其他的每一个人呢，就是他到底是谁。如果你不知道他是谁的话呢，你总是可以去到拿撒勒去检查一下，看他是不是拿撒勒有个人叫耶稣。
And he'd been anointed in two ways. First of all, by the Holy Spirit, and secondly, with power.
所以他以两种方式被膏，首先呢，他被圣灵膏，第二个呢，他被能力膏。
How would you know the Holy Spirit was in him?
所以你怎么知道圣灵在他里面呢？
Answer, he had much power.
所以答案是他有很大的能量。
Only the power of God could explain what Jesus did.
所以只有神的能力才能解释主耶稣基督所做的事情。
And what was it Jesus did?
那么主耶稣基督做了什么呢？
And the next line almost thrills you. It says, he went about doing good.
所以下一个句话呢，基本上能让你感到非常惊奇，因为他四处行善事。
Do all politicians go about doing good?
所以呢，所有的政客他们都是到处去行善事吗？
No.
没有。
Have you ever met anybody who always went about doing good?
所以呢，你有没有碰到任何人呢？他基本上呢，几乎到处行善事呢？
And you say, no, I met lots of nice people, but I've never met anybody like Jesus.
所以你说不会，不是的，因为我知道很多好人，但是我从来没有碰到一个人像主耶稣基督这样好的。
But he did two things. He didn't just do good, but he...healed those who were oppressed by the devil.
他做了两件事，他不仅仅只是说去行善事，同样呢，他医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
What is the central problem in life?
所以在人生里的中心问题是什么呢？
Problem is the devil, who causes all kinds of people to do bad things. What did Jesus do?
所以呢，就是问题就是魔鬼。魔鬼呢，他让很多人呢去干一些坏事。那么主耶稣基督做了什么呢？
He healed those who were oppressed by the devil.
他医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
Or if you like, he opposed and he reversed the power of the devil in the world.
所以呢，如果你愿意的话呢，他反对，而且是说把那个魔鬼所做的事情呢，把它扭转过来。
Is that a big deal?
这是一件大事吗？
That's just about the biggest thing you can think of, isn't it?
这就是说你能够想出来的最大的事件，是不是？
Imagine, here's Jesus. His job was to, heal, to reverse the power of the devil in lives.
你继续想象一下，这里是主耶稣，他呢就是说是去医好，或者说是去扭转那个被魔鬼的能力所压制的人。
All right, that's amazing news. The question is it true?
所以这是一个神奇的消息。那么这问题是呢，这个是真的吗？
If it wasn't true, you wouldn't believe it.
如果它不是真的，你就不会去相信。
It's almost too good to be true.
基本上是太好了，令人难以相信。
How would you know?
你怎么知道？
Verse 39 says, "We are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree."
第三十九节说他在犹太人之地并耶路撒冷所行的一切事由我们做见证，你们竟把他挂在树上杀了。
Peter was in front of Cornelius this day. Peter had brought with him, I think, seven other men, all of whom had met Jesus, all of whom had been changed by Jesus, and he said,We know it's true. We were there.
所以呢，彼得现在在哥尼流的面前，他呢带了七个人和他一起来。这些人呢都见过主耶稣基督，他们的生命呢都因为主耶稣基督而改变了。他们说呢，我们可以做见证，我们知道这是真实的。
How would you know whether the story of the Bible that you read in the Bible? How would you know it's true today?
所以呢，你在圣经里读到的那些故事，你怎么知道到今天为止它仍然是真实的呢？
Well, you check the lives of people who are witnesses.
所以你去看一下那些就是做见证的那些人的人生。
And you'd go up to them and you'd say, "Excuse me, but has Jesus ever done any miracle in your life?"
所以你就跟他说呢，你说对不起，主耶稣基督在你的人生里行了任何的神迹吗？
And the person would say, yes, he did, and he'd tell you what miracle Jesus did.
那个人就会说，是的，是的，主耶稣基督行了神迹，他就会告诉你主耶稣基督在他人生里行的神迹。
And so you might even just say, I'm not going to go around the world, I'll just go around the table.And say, yeah, tell me about the miracle in your life. Tell me about the miracles in your life.
你有可能这样说呢，你说我不用到满世界去找，我就在这个桌子周围，就是随便问一个人，就是说主耶稣基督在你人生里行了什么神迹？主耶稣基督在你人生里行了什么神迹呢？
So the issue is, Is there anybody around this table who can say, Jesus changed my life?
问题是呢，在我们这个桌子周围呢，有人可以说主耶稣基督改变了我的人生吗？
And we would say, yes, he changed my life.
我们会说是的，主耶稣基督改变了我的人生。
How do we know it's true?
我们怎么知道它是真实的呢？
Answer is because it happened in me, it works, I'm the witness.
所以呢，答案是它在我的人生里面发生了。啊，在我的人生里面也是有作用的，我就是见证人。
What happened to Jesus, verse number 39?
所以呢，在第三十九节里，在主耶稣基督身上发生了什么呢？
They killed him by hanging him on a tree.
他们竟把他杀了，挂在树上。
That's an absolutely amazing thing.
这是一个非常令人惊奇的事情。
It's a terrible thing.It never should have happened.
是个极其可怕的事情，它本来也不应该发生的。
But if Jesus were to come back to Vancouver today, what would we do with him?
如果主耶稣基督今天回到温哥华，我们会对他做些什么呢？
We'd put him on a tree again. Because you see, the people in Vancouver, they don't love Jesus. They don't want Jesus. They ignore Jesus.
所以呢，我们也会把它挂在树上，把它杀了。因为你知道呢，当今我们这里人呢，他们不认识主耶稣基督，他们不爱主耶稣基督，他们也不想要主耶稣基督。
What happened to Jesus? Verse 40.
所以在主耶稣基督身上发生了什么？第四十节。
God raised him up the third day and showed him openly.
所以第三日神叫他复活显现出来。
And they said, we killed him and put him in the tomb.
他们说呢，我们把他杀了，把他埋在坟墓里。
And God pulled him out of the tomb, stood him up and said, he's still alive. Look at that, he's alive. He was dead, 3 days he was dead, now he's alive.
所以呢，神呢把他从坟墓里拉出来放在这里，说你看他是活着的，他是活着的。那么三天之前他是死的，现在他仍然活着。
That's the story of the Bible.
这就是圣经里面的故事。
All right. Verse
41. 第四十一节。
He didn't appear to all the people, but he did appear to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead.
第四十一节不是显现给众人看，而是显现给神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些在他从死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。
So they said, we know, we saw him after he rose from the dead.
他们说呢，我们知道，我们在他从死里复活以后，我们见过他。
What did he say to us after he rose from the dead?
那么他从死里复活以后，他对我们说了些什么呢？
Verse 42, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead.
第四十二节说，他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做活人死人的审判官。
So Jesus rises from the dead. What's he going to do next?
所以主耶稣基督从死里复活，下一步他会做什么呢？
Okay, he is the one who will judge the living and the dead.
他是要做活人死人的审判官。
What's going to happen to each one of us who are either living or dead?
所以对我们每个人身上将会发生什么呢？就是不管你是活着的还是死了的。
Have you ever heard of anyone who was neither living nor dead?
所以呢，你有没有碰到一个人呢？他或者是说死了，或者是活着呢？
No, we're either living or dead.
所以不是的，我们或者是活着，或者是死了。
Who is Jesus going to judge?
所以主耶稣基督他会审判谁呢？
Everyone.
每一个人。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道?
Because of all that he said and all that he did and the fact that he died and that he rose again.
所以呢，就是因为他所有的他说的，所有他做的，所以也是这样的一个事实。他死了，但然后呢，他又从死里复活了。
The only one who ever lived a perfect life, of course he's the one who ought to judge everyone, living and the dead.
有史以来呢，他呢就是说活出一个完美人生的人，他是唯一一个，当然呢他要做审判活人死人的主。
Is that good news or bad news?
这是个好消息还是个坏消息呢？
Well, frankly, it's kind of scary news.
所以坦率说是一个你很令人害怕的消息。
You want to meet the judge?
你想要碰到审判官吗？
Sometimes the judge is going to be fair. Sometimes he's not. Sometimes he's reasonable. Sometimes he's not.
所以呢，有些呢，就是说是那个法官呢，他是好的；有时候呢，他不好；有时候呢，他是能够讲理的；有时候他是不讲理的。
So the problem would be, I don't know that I want to meet the judge.
所以现在问题是呢，我不知道我想要去见法官。
How many of you have ever been afraid of an exam?
所以你们中间有多少人呢害怕考试呢？
Okay, of course you have.
当然你害怕考试了。
Okay, so, what would you like to know before the exam?
所以呢，在考试之前，你最想知道的是什么？
Verse 43.
所以第43节。
To him.All the prophets witness that through his name, that's Jesus, whoever believes in him, that's Jesus, will receive remission of sins.
第四十三节，众先知也为他做见证说，凡相信他，这是主耶稣，凡相信他的人，必因他，也是主耶稣基督，必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
Okay, here's the examiner.
这里是一个考试。
The exam's coming up tomorrow.
这个考试明天就要考了。
You go to visit him today.
你今天呢就去见他。
And he says to you.
他跟你说。
You're going to pass the exam.
他说你会通过考试的。
You say, wow, that's wonderful.
你说、哦、这个太好了。
Can I tell you a story?
我可不可以跟大家讲个故事呢？
I went to university.
我上大学。
And...One particular year, there things were strange and peculiar in my life.
所以呢，就是有特别的一年，在我的人生里呢，有点特别和奇怪。
And I went to the professor in one of my courses, and I said to him, Professor, this has happened. This is going to happen. It's a problem. I don't even think I'm going to be in Canada.When the exam day comes.
所以我去跟我的教授见我教授我跟教授说呢这是在我人生里发生的事情这也是将要发生的所以呢我不是很确定在考试的那一天呢我是不是会在加拿大。
He says, you're not even going to be in the country when examination day, what do you think this is?
他说呢考试的那天你甚至不在加拿大那你认为他们会怎么想呢
I explained to him why I wasn't going to be in the country and couldn't take the exam.
我就跟他解释为什么我在那个那一天不会留在加拿大也不会参加考试。
Do you know what he said to me?
你知道他跟我说的什么话吗
He said to me, Harold, I understand, and you're a good student,You don't have to take the exam.
对他说 ,Harold, 我知道你是个好学生所以你没必要参加这个考试。
I said, what? I said, that's wonderful. He says, yeah, you're a good boy, bye-bye.
我说那这个太好了太好了他说啊、哦、你是个好孩子拜拜了。
That's the way it is with Jesus.
这就是主耶稣基督行事的方式。
What's it say? Verse 43.
第四十三节是怎么说的
？Whoever believes in him will receive forgiveness, remission of sins. You don't have to take the exam.
所以凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪，你不用参加考试了。
What about all my sins? If you believe in Jesus.He's the judge, and he says, before the exam, he says, you are forgiven.
所以呢，就是说是我的罪怎么办？就是说呢，就是说是啊，在你见主耶稣基督之前，因为他是审判官，他说呢，你的罪都被赦免了。
Okay, it's just that simple. It's just that real. It's just that wonderful.
就是那么简单，就是那么真实，就是那么奇妙。
Jesus says, "I'm the judge."
主耶稣基督说我是审判官。
He says, "Harold, I forgive you because you believe in me."
他说 ，Harold， 我赦免了你，因为你相信我。
What did I say?
我会怎么说
？I said, "Thank you."
我说谢谢你。
Yeah, that's marvelous, absolutely marvelous.
这是非常奇妙的，绝对奇妙的。
People say to you, Harold.Say to me, Harold, why do you tell people about Jesus?
所以人们跟我说呢 ，Harold， 你为什么要跟别人传讲主耶稣
？Because, and I say, because he went about doing good.
我说呢，他四处行善。
He did good to me.
他对我也行善。
And he went about healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
他去医治那些被魔鬼压制的人。
That was me, and he healed me.
那就是我，他医治了我。
If you said, Lord Jesus, I believe you, would you heal me, please?
你有没有说过呢？主耶稣基督，我相信您，求您呢治愈我。
If you died on a cross to forgive other people's sins, would you forgive my sins too, please?
所以呢，如果您在十字架上为很多人死去，饶恕其他人的罪，求您呢也饶恕我的罪。
Wonderful story. That's what the Bible's all about.
所以奇妙的故事，这就是圣经所有要讲到。
You read that story in different ways, under different circumstances, but it's always the same story.
所以你在那读到那种故事，在不同的情况下读到的，但这个故事呢，它总是同一个故事。
Whoever believes in him will receive forgiveness, remission of sins. Hallelujah.
所以凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。Hallelujah.
So Lord, we want to thank you. The story of Jesus is a good story.
主啊，我们要感谢您，感谢您，主耶稣基督的故事是个非常好的故事。
And all the Bible has been written.To guarantee that the story of Jesus is a true story.
所以所有的圣经写下来都是要确保那个主耶稣基督的故事是真实的故事。
And so, Lord Jesus, we say thank you for dying for me.
所以主耶稣基督，我们要说呢，感谢您为我而死。
Lord, we pray that every one of us will open our hearts and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you.Please forgive my sins and take me to your home in heaven.
主啊，愿我们每个人呢，就打开我们的内心呢，说呢，主耶稣基督呢，感谢您呢，为我而死，我相信您，求您呢，饶恕我的罪，带我回到您的天家去。
Let me ask these things and give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些，并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.